Okay. And if you let them loose, we will lose everything. As I mentioned, go back to this issue. Now the criteria of selection. This is very important for brothers and very important for sisters. For brothers, the criterion of selection is, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةِ لِأَرْبَعِ. A woman can be married for one of these things. For مَالِهَا, for her property, or her beauty, لِجَمَالِهَا, or لِحَشَبِهَا وَنَشَبِهَا, yes, for the family that she belongs, and for her religion. So these are four criteria: the religion, the money, the beauty, and the family. This is an enough motive for anyone. She is so beautiful, so he wants to marry her. Okay? There's no problem in that. Yes, you marry a woman because she is rich. She's going to sponsor you. Yes, you do this. You can marry her. Yes, there's another reason is that you can marry her because she belongs to a very important family, a very nice family that you want to marry from. Yes. And the fourth one, which is for her religion. She is a religious wife. She is a good Muslimah. So these are the reasons or the factors why should you marry. And then Prophet Muhammad ﷺ specified the one that you should look for. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكِ. If you really want to be successful in this life and in later life, select the one with the religion. The beauty will change after some time. Even when you come too close to the beauty, it becomes something normal. This is the nature of life. When you own, when you get the thing that you desire for it, when you just get it in your hand, it becomes normal. When you're looking for a Lexus, and after the first day of enjoying the Lexus, or after the first week or the first month, you're looking for another car. Your eyes no longer in your Lexus, on another thing. And that's why one important lesson in Islam is al-ridha. It's faction to be contented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. So you can marry for any of these reasons, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to look for the one with the religion, with Islam, a righteous woman, because this is the thing that will benefit you, because this is khayru mata' ad-dunya. The best thing that you enjoy in this life is the righteous woman. Yes. So now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this. For the sisters and the family of the sister, yes, what are the criteria that they should look for? Very important for all of us. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوَّجُوهُ. It's not me. Okay. Okay. Now everybody's looking at the other one. Okay. If someone comes to you, whom you know that he is a man of religion, he's a religious person, and a man of manners, let him marry your daughter. So these are the two criteria. Religion and khuluq. And this is very important, by the way. Lots of people would focus on the issue of deen, religion, and forget about the issue of khuluq. So the two things should go together. Religion, he is the man who prays in the mosque 5 times a day, and he makes hajj and make. But this is not enough in issue of marriage. You should ask about his manners and morals. Is he stingy? Is he miser? Is he liar? Does he lie? Does he like to argue? Is he of a type of a person who gets angry very quickly? You look for the manners and the qualities that you need to achieve. And this is something really is very important when you establish this relationship. Now, we mentioned the criteria according to Islam. Where is the place of love? That's very important. Where is the place of love? Very important for those who study here and who live here and live everywhere, in fact. Yes. Before I answer this question, I will give you two stories. Yes. One story is, I'm sure that probably the majority of you have heard about it, which is known as a movie known as You've Got Email, or You Got Email. Have you ever heard about it? Yes, there's one guy, some people. What is it called? You've Got Mail. You've Got Mail, mashallah, you know better than I. Yes, You've Got Mail or You Got Mail. Yes, I'll tell you this story. It's a very, very meaningful story. I hope sisters would listen to me and brothers would listen to me. Yes. As I say, this is where you get the wisdom, by the way. You get the wisdom from anywhere. But don't go to the movies and say that I'm getting wisdom. No, I didn't say that. I said if you find wisdom in anything, in any place, but don't go there and look for wisdom. Don't go to a bar, right, where wine is and look for wisdom there. Okay. What the movie says simply is two people who loved each other very much. Even the tape recorder stopped, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, your father will say, the sheikh was talking about love. Yeah. Yeah. And it seems that the sheikh here don't talk about love, do they? Okay. Two people loved each other, a man and a woman. And of course, this love was Islamically illegal. Yes, but they loved each other very much. Each one of them said, okay, this is the ideal person for me. This is the ideal spouse for me. The husband would say that this is the ideal wife for me, and she would say that this is the ideal husband for me. So they loved each other, and before marriage, they were so happy, and then after marriage, a new page was opened. They started hating each other, having problems in life, yes? And that's why this is a very important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah made between you love and mercy. These are the two wings that every Muslim should focus on, should balance, yes. مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Both of them. Anyway. So this mawadda, this love, started to decrease day after marriage. They got tired of each other. They hated each other. They started working on the email. And through the email, each one of them knew someone else. And they started complaining about their husbands. And they started developing a new relationship with the new person. So the wife started having a new relationship with another man, and the husband started developing a new relationship with another woman. And fortunately or unfortunately, through these beautiful words that they use on the internet, they loved each other very much. So the husband started to having a new love with a new woman, and the wife started having a new love with another man. And the movie went on like this through the whole movie. And then finally, she discovered that the person whom she loved is her husband. And the person whom he loved is his wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, now, let's go back to this. In the ideal life, when people love each other romantically, and when they come to reality, problems start rising and happen. And they love each other so long as there is no responsibility and there is no commitment and there is no duties and rights to be fulfilled. But when this happens, they no longer love each other because there is nothing that abides them by this. There is no reference for them, as we mentioned earlier, the Quran and the Sunnah. And on the internet, because they don't see each other, they love each other. Again, the same person. In reality, they don't love each other, but on the internet they love each other. And I hope by this I answered half of the questions that asked me, is it okay to marry on the internet? I hope this movie would answer this question. For those who are looking for a wife on the internet, yes. Just on the internet. I'm sure that you would love anyone who has a very beautiful language. And when probably you see her, you would change your mind. Yeah. So this is the essence of this movie. Yes. So you may love other people on the internet because of the nice language that they use. Yes. And you are so romantic and you imagine things and this is not the reality. This is one story. Fake story. Fiction. Now let me give you the true story. Yes. That happened at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a very famous, poor, bad-looking Muslim living at that time. His name was Julaybib radiallahu anhu. Remember this name, write it. Very famous name. Julaybib. Julaybib. He's not smart looking, he's not nice looking, he was not handsome, he was very poor. And every time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam meets him on the road of Mecca or in the mosque, would ask him, did you marry Julaybib? He said, no. The last time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, did you marry Julaybib? He said, no, nobody wants me to get his daughter because of my situation, a poor man and a bad-looking person. What should I do, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go to this house, knock the door, and tell them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me to marry your daughter. And then the man, Julaybib radiallahu anhu, went to the door, he knocked the door, and the man came, and he told him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me to marry your daughter. And the man was reluctant, he couldn't say anything. And he went inside to consult with what? The government, his wife. We'll talk about the government later on. Do you call her the government or? You don't? Huh? Minister? Okay, close to them. Yes, minister. Yes, he went to consult with the government, which is really something really important, yeah. Yes, we should consult, yes. But anyway, he went to consult with his wife. And he started speaking. How could we do this? They started having some doubts. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to marry their daughter. But he's bad looking and he's a poor person. What should they do? And the girl was inside. And she heard the discussion between them. And she came to them. And she said, what to you? What's going on? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked you to let me marry the man and you still argue about it? Aren't you believers? Didn't you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in many verses, obey Allah and obey His messenger? I want to marry this man. This was the behavior of the woman.
رضي الله عنها. She accepted to marry the man who was poor and who was bad looking. Because of what? Because of the command of Rasul.
Brothers and sisters, it may sound very difficult on our hearts, but this is one of the tests. When we hear a command, a verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from His Prophet, the only expected response is Sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. When it's a clear cut issue, even if it is against your heart, even if it is against your desire. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look for the one with religion, you should look for the one with religion, although you are allowed to marry the other ones. But this is the selection of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, this family lived a very happy life later on because of the command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the girl submitted herself fully to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is really, this is the translation of the meaning of Islam. Which is the meaning of Islam? To submit fully, to surrender fully to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sun that comes every day from the east never gets tired of us. He wants one day to come from the north or from the south. There's no way. She just obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This moon that appears in the sky, probably it wants to appear in somewhere else. But it does not. It just obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in the heavens and the earth submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only human beings, because they were given the free will. You see, the full understanding, the deep understanding of this wife who accepted Julaybib as a husband because she is obeying Allah and His Messenger. This is the whole issue and the whole frame of reference that Muslims should go back to. She can reject that, of course, but she would be disobeying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Would definitely, yes, assured that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inspired to say his statement, but the issue is the response of the girl for such a situation. Going back to this, had she used, in fact her parents were arguing about the issue, not because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, they were afraid that their daughter might have some rejection because she is the one who is going to live with her. And let me say the truth very openly. Yes, yes, when people marry, yes, after the first day and the first week, everything becomes simple. What men have, all men have. What women have, all women have. There is nothing so unique in this issue. But it's the issue of what? Of selecting the one that has religion, because this is the best enjoyment that you will have in life. These are some of the criteria that we should have in our minds when we deal with the issue of engagement. And as I mentioned, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إذا جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه. Again, the cultural issues here is a very big barrier in our countries. In different countries they have some barriers. One barrier is the barrier of age, the barrier of, I heard that in some countries, I was unfortunate to know that. I didn't know that when I was young. Yes, I wish that I could know this piece of information when I was young, because I heard that in India, the wife pays the dowry. Right? Yes, in India they do that. And that's why I encourage everybody to go to India to marry. The dowry it should be paid by the man. But you see, the culture now is against that. The whole culture. There is no problem if these are specific cases. Yes, there is no problem. Yes, but it is the right of the wife upon the husband to get a dowry. And now we see that the culture are affecting the religion. People are not following this. This is in one culture. In other cultures, right, you find, yes, they make it 50-50, or the husband would get the bedroom and the wife would do things. Sheikh would tell us, other things, the kitchen and whatever. And this became like the norm. And this would deprive sisters from their rights. This would deprive the sisters from their rights. Again, this is one element. You see that in weddings, last night, I was asked this question, what color should my wife wear on the wedding night? And I said, a very good question, any color. But you see that we've been affected by some cultures, yes, that probably it should be a white color, yeah, and half naked from the top, yes. And we've been affected by these cultures, yes, even in our countries. In some countries, yes, nowadays they go after the wedding. I don't want to mention this country because some people will get mad at me. Yes, after the wedding they go to McDonald's and they take picture under the word McDonald's. I don't know what does Mr. McDonald have to do with marriage. Just they are so proud of the McDonald company and the American culture. Yes, I have never been. They have never been to America. Yes, but they go there and take pictures under the sign of McDonald's. Yeah, yeah. You see the defeat that the Muslims had in their religion because they are weak in the religion, because they don't abide by the Quran and the Sunnah, because they don't want to be fundamentalist followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They made people hate this beautiful word, fundamentalist. All the companions, no exception, were fundamentalists, abiding by the fundamentals of Islam. But the media now changed the shadow of the word and they made it totally carrying different meaning. So the people now, even when you go to schools, yes, I still remember I was in the university and one of the professors gave us an advice in the beginning. He said that Jesus said, yes, he was a teacher of history. And after 5 minutes, he discovered that he made a mistake. Don't take me serious. I'm not a religious person. He started apologizing for using a quotation from Jesus. To this level, the people started to be away from religion because they have a new religion called secularism. Almaniya. They have a new idol called secularism. Again, all these issues are solved when Muslims abide by the Quran and the Sunnah.